This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Don Wickstra has a dental practice in Hamilton. He's also the chairman of the Heath Township Planning Commission. On his campaign website, Wickstra says he's the candidate for the 26th State Senate District, whose name you probably haven't read in news stories. He's one of three Republicans running for the state Senate seat, which includes Van Buren and Allegan counties, as well as part of Kent County. Don Wickstra, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you would like to do if you are elected to the state Senate.
Okay. So, well, in a nutshell, I am a dentist, as you mentioned. I live up in Hamilton, which is the north part of Allegan County. I've been doing that for nearly 40 years now. I'm married. I've been married for 42 years. Have two grown boys, one of which is a dentist also. And I have seven grandchildren at this point. So my kids live near me and the grandkids do. So that's been great. We've set down some roots there. I went to Hope College back in the day. And so we have a longtime West Michigan connection. And basically, you know, my story is such that when you start turning 65, you kind of look at what's the next chapter. And I certainly considered working longer, but I read about our current state senator who was term limited. And I wondered if maybe I could make a difference. You touched a little bit on my background with the Planning Commission, but I've served on a number of local boards and just feel like I have the ability and the desire to work with people and bring people together. And I feel like there's some issues that have been on our plate for quite a while that I would like to help solve.
Well, why don't you give us an example of an area where you would like to make a difference and how you would do it?
Well, certainly I would like to make a difference in all the areas, so I don't want to, you know, just specialize. But, you know, the issue that has really come to the forefront in, you know, really during the campaign, I think, is this auto insurance issue. And I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but I will say the issue's been around for years and years. We've had a Republican majority in the House and in the Senate, a significant majority. We have a Republican governor. And yet the issue has not been dealt with and not been solved. And I know some bills have been passed that have been totally ineffective. I know that both my opponents are term limited in the state House. I know they've both made vain efforts to try to fix it. To me, it's a little embarrassing, I guess, that after 6 years of serving, you haven't fixed it. And it actually becomes one of their campaign sort of highlights is send me there so I can do what I haven't been able to do in 6 years. So there's a reason it's not fixed. Either it's too difficult and they're not up to it, or maybe there's some other political reasons. I don't have any of those political roadblocks, and I think I'm up to it. So that's an issue that I think should have been solved. To me, it's embarrassing. It's not. I would like to tackle it.
Well, related also to driving, what would you say you would want to do to make Michigan's roads more drivable?
As far as the transportation, the roads, the infrastructure.
Improve the condition of the roads.
Yes,
yeah.
And clearly, you know, that is the number two issue that comes up when we talk to people. So you're hitting all the big ones, which is great. And, you know, I think at this point, my understanding when I talk to the existing legislators that the money now is in place for this to happen. We've got some tax on gasoline and there's been other monies added to the budget. So my sense is going forward, we're going to be seeing more and more orange barrels. We're going to be seeing some of these roads repaired. I would say, again, as a new guy on the block, that I wonder how things got so bad to where we need $1.2 billion to fix them. And so I wondered if having somebody with a little business sense, and we know that when you run your home, when you run your business, maintenance is important, looking ahead is important. I think a lot of the governing that's been done seems to be done as a reactionary type thing. We suddenly realize our roads are all bad. The cost then becomes more. The time delay becomes more. The efforts to fund this becomes more. So I wondered if going forward, being more proactive, could we get some more, you know, preventative maintenance?
There's a group of business and education leaders who have joined alliances. They are pushing for fixes to public schools in Michigan. If you were elected to the state Senate, are there specific ideas that you have for making the state schools better?
I have some ideas. I don't know if they're as specific as you'd like, but I would say two things. I've spent quite a bit of time talking to educators in my district. I've talked to some school superintendents, a number of teachers. I've been impressed with our leaders in the school system, the superintendents, the teachers. These are people who love the kids. They love what they do. They're passionate about what they do. And, you know, rarely does the idea of compensation come up. What I'm hearing over and over again is the kids who excel in schools are kids who excel at home, who have a home life that is supportive and encouraging. And the kids who come into kindergarten that already have been read to and who have obviously interacted with their parents is key. And I don't know how that works from a state senate point of view, but if there's a way that we could look at how can we encourage and reinforce and support families, this would extend not just to schools, but obviously to crime, to you name it, to we've had depression and you know, mental issues, and all of that is really can all be traced back, I think, to the family. And we've seen a disintegration of the family over, you know, the last 10 years or so. So I would love to reinforce family is the big broad answer. Specifically, as schools go, I think going forth, one of the things I've been advocating in my campaign is the idea of local control. And I wonder if the schools, district by district, had more local control, could be able to maybe customize their education, their programming, to address the needs of their students, whether that's more vocational training, more training outside the classroom, more different type of requirements in terms of English language, math, etc. I would love to see the schools be able to have a little more reactivity to that.
Well, you have said that local control is something where you kind of distinguish yourself, or you believe you do, from your two opponents. I think what I read you say was that there's going to be a conservative who wins the Republican nomination in this state Senate district, but you're someone who values local control more. Let me ask you how much you do value local control, because it's easy to support things that you like, but as a local control guy, are you willing to say that cities and townships may be able to do things that you wouldn't vote for, but because local control wins the day, they get to do them?
I think that needs to be the situation. I think that local control, you know, the advantage of local control that I see it is that, especially since serving on the Planning Commission, as just an example, if somebody doesn't like what's going on in the zoning or what's happening with a neighbor, they can come to me, you know, personally. They can come to our little board, and within weeks, we can hear their concerns. We can, in many cases, address their concerns. It would be very difficult for an individual who sits in a little residence in the middle of Hamilton to suddenly have an issue and then try to figure out who their legislator is, their senator, the representative, and then try to connect with them in Lansing and maybe go through some bureaucracy to get that solved. So I do think on all levels we're going to have issues that we disagree with, but I think with the local control we might be able to satisfy a greater number of people.
How much should Republicans, when they go to campaign in November beyond this primary, be aligning themselves with President Trump?
Well, when you say President Trump, if you mean the policies of the Republican Party and the ideals that they stand for, then I think if I'm wearing that badge that I need to line myself up with the Republican Party and presidential, you know, what he's enacting. I do believe very strongly in a lot of what he is doing is good for America and is the proper way to go. And I think it's what a majority of Americans are looking for. I have to say that, you know, some of his tactics might not be my tactics, and so I'd like to think of myself maybe as not quite as, what would be the word, abrasive maybe, but the idea of fair trade, I think Americans like that for the most part. The idea of border security, I think we're all in favor of that. Everybody likes lower taxes, so I think some of the tax plan is good. Americans realize there's some issues going on with health care, and most of us, I myself, who am just a private guy and pay for my own health insurance, I've seen it double in the last 5 years. So I think those are all concerns. Those are things that he wants to address, and I can easily align myself with those.
You mentioned trade in particular. That's one where I've been hearing a fair amount of concern from people who maybe have supported or voted for Donald Trump when he was running for president, that tariffs, which could lead to a trade war, is not going to be good for business. It, for instance, could affect agriculture, and there's a fair number of farms in that state Senate district. Are you hearing those sort of things?
I am. I am hearing that loud and clear. So clearly, I'm not in favor of a trade war. I don't think Donald Trump is in favor of a trade war. And I think that that might be I mean, that's what not what anybody is looking for. But we are looking for fair trade, and we realize that there is an imbalance in certain areas of trade. So the idea of balancing that without creating chaos might ultimately benefit the American people.
You have acknowledged that you are a long shot, I believe, is what you have said about this race for state Senate.
So yeah, I've told people I'm fourth place out of three.
Yeah, there's three Republicans running. So what do you do between now and August 7th that changes that in some way to allow you to perhaps be the Republican nominee in this district?
I think that, you know, it's a wonderful question and certainly something that we think about every day. You know, I've knocked on some doors. I've met with lots of organizations, and I've alluded to that already. And I would have to say, literally 100% of the people seem to be in favor of somebody who's a non, quote unquote, career politician who wants to come in with nothing to really gain from it. I don't gain financially. I'm funding my own campaign. I'm not looking for a career. Someone whose motives are simply to help the people in the best way possible. Everybody seems to like that idea. And so my method in between now and August 7 is to see if I can get that word out so as many people can understand why I'm running. And I think that politics has been, people have been, even though we have term limits, we have sort of a career path here. It's 14 years that most people take. Clearly from day one, I feel like they're focusing on reelection. I think decisions are made that way. I think this auto insurance is a classic example. I think the roads are a classic example of a failure to act based on the fear of the next election cycle. So I don't have that. I think people like that. And if I can get the word out, and I think the voter is intelligent. And so I'm giving them a lot of materials, and I'm giving them some choices. And I think the beauty of this race is all three of us are nice conservative Republicans. We are going to vote pro-limited government. We're going to vote pro-life. We're all three endorsed by Right to Life. If you're looking for somebody to check the Republican boxes, you can choose any of us. If you're going to look for somebody who might make a change, then I think that I stand out.
All right, I want to follow up on one thing you said there. No fear of the election cycle. That almost sounds like someone who was saying that if they don't get a second term in the state Senate, that won't bother them, either because you decide just to serve one or because you might do some things that are not politically popular. I mean, is that where you're going with that, that you don't fear the election cycle, that if you get one term in the state Senate, that'll be fine?
My thought is when I decided to run that I would be certainly willing to serve two terms and would be expected to serve two terms. So that certainly is my goal.
But might you be willing to take an unpopular vote?
I am willing to do what's right, what's common sense and best for the people. And I don't think unpopular would be characterized by that. I think the people would say it's popular, but the large campaign donors might think it's unpopular. So I am likely not going to get big money from the hospitals, the lawyers, the insurance companies that some other people are, because they won't like maybe what I vote, but I think the people will love it. And so I think it's appropriate for the people. I will add that after 4 years, if I haven't solved auto insurance, if I haven't done the things that I'm complaining about my opponents not solving, then I won't run. You don't want me. You want somebody who's effective. And so I'm going to run and be effective. And if I'm not, I'll take myself out of it.
Okay. I want to make sure I follow up on that. I mean, you're going to be, if you're elected to the state Senate, you're one vote out of 38. So if we don't have auto insurance reform come 2022, you're saying you'll take the responsibility for that and not file for reelection?
We are going to have auto insurance reform in 4 years if I'm there, I'm sure of it. And it won't be just because of me, because I think the public pressure has been put down on everybody who's being elected. We've made that an issue, and it is going to happen. But if it doesn't happen, I would say that not only would I not run, but I don't think anybody else should either. If we can't do this job after 12 years and solve this issue, something's weird.
Don Wickstra is one of three Republicans running for state Senate in the 26th District. That includes Allegan and Van Buren counties, as well as part of Kent County. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.